In 2021, a study found that the most desired job for any kids in the United States is a YouTuber. The amount of people wanting to make money off YouTube and Twitch is exploding, but far less than 1% will ever get there. On Twitch, just 1 in 15,000 people will click the start streaming button and actually ever earn minimum wage. And on YouTube, far less than 0.1% of channels will ever reach 10,000 subscribers. So almost everyone wants to be a content creator, but everyone that is starting that journey is pretty much doomed to fail. And today we're going to actually find out why. I'm Devin Nash. I co-founded the agency called Novo. We run Novo Nexus, which is a place for hundreds of creators to get sponsorships by brands for free. And I've worked with thousands of creators on growing their content. I'm going to give you three real, no BS reasons why content actually fails. Number one, you are focusing on the wrong thing. I have reviewed hundreds of creator channels across every social media platform, and I can usually tell in about 30 seconds what common mistakes they're making. They're almost all the same. Number one, at its big, you're making content to get views, subscribers, and money. You might think, well, why else should I create content, right? But this is the place where creators actually make their first mistake. They read all about the hype about content creators. They obsess over what it's like to have tons of views, for people to come up to them, for the clout, for the money. Pretty much everyone is in it for the wrong reasons. The truth is that successful content creators do not build channels for views. They release videos as an expression of their own unique voice. We've twisted the definition of making content, and even I think the problem is actually the word content, because content started getting referred to, and now content implies manufacturing. It implies producing something and shipping something for some meta topic or some take or some shock value for some viewing consumption. So I want to introduce back an idea of how all content started. Real success in content creation is a form of art, and content creators are artists, okay? They evoke emotion. They tell a story. It's a true expression of what that creator wants to see in the world. It's not some generic channel or blog post or tweet that you've seen a million times that reviews some movie or shows some gameplay on some YouTube video or tries to teach a subject poorly. It never works because it lacks soul. You can see that the creator of that video doesn't like really care about making something special. They're just checking all the boxes that the algorithm wants. They haven't reached into themselves and they've said, wait, what is the story that I really want to have told to the world? Most of my own videos are made from pure emotion. You might be able to tell. I mostly make videos from a place of anger, actually. And my best performing videos are always ones that I'm so pissed off that something isn't in the world. I make a video just to explain the situation as close to reality as it can be explained, because I'm actually so angry that people don't understand it in that way. And I also don't care who sees it. I make 40-minute video responses on Patreon that are just intended for one person to watch that asks me a question on Discord, because I just want that video to solve their problem. So if you want to make successful content, make content about what you truly love and want to see in the world and stop focusing on all the views and the clout and the money and everything. Number two of focusing on the wrong thing, this is one of my favorites, production quality and equipment. Live streamers are notorious for this. They think that thousands of dollars in production equipment is what's going to be the thing that gets them viewers, but viewers don't care about that. Again, like, they care about the story that you tell and the emotion you evoke. Watch this clip and tell me what emotion it evokes.
Get off! Get on it.
See, you can see this guy has the worst setup imaginable. He doesn't buy headphones over $20 because he breaks them, slamming them into a desk every week. But buying production equipment and paying editors, investing in your business by buying thousands of dollars in stuff, I say investing in your business, it's a form of procrastination. It's keeping you from the only thing that matters, which is telling an interesting story through your content. I've seen so many 100 subscriber or zero viewer YouTube and Twitch channels with awesome setups that it doesn't matter. Core to the success of any content is the viewing experience. It's the reward that the viewer gets out of consuming it. The reward could be education, it could be entertainment, it could be a lot of things, but it's that reward that you have to focus on. I'm not saying completely that production can't make a difference and already enhance an already great story, but most content creators are using better production as a handicap. They aren't focusing on telling that interesting story, because telling an interesting story is actually the hardest part of making real content. Real storytelling is answering tough questions with every single thing that you make. Those tough questions are things like, what makes my content actually unique over other content like it? What emotion am I trying to evoke in this? what should somebody respond? Well, how should they, why should they even care about what I'm making? And most content creators, they fall into the trap of focusing on the wrong things, and they never get out of that trap. Occasionally, though, you'll see a good content creator that has a great story and they still have no views. And you'll be like, wait, why isn't that person making it? So we still need to look deeper into the other two major reasons why creators fail to figure this out. Number two, and this is one that I've never seen talked about in another video before, you're afraid to cause trouble. This is a concept I want to introduce called controversial marketing. Controversial marketing is the art of purposely pitting two sides against each other to foster engagement. And politicians have done this for years successfully, but today the best creators take a stance on something, they take a side on something on an outright controversial moment just for engagement. So Twitch is a perfect example of a platform that thrives on controversy, but once you know how to look for it, you'll see it everywhere. Most of the top 50 creators on Twitch have been banned more than once because they constantly skirt the line on what's allowed and what's not allowed. The most successful content creators understand how to purposely create controversy and drama to stir engagement.
I saw on purpose wear fake Yeezys, so subreddits would go crazy exposing me, and I just didn't care. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's so smart.
And then I wore a fake Supreme shirt in a video. Same thing. Reddit just lost their mind. And I just loved doing it.
And platforms feed off this and they promote it in their videos. Most creators that do this, though, they aren't really conscious they're doing it. They're just those sort of people. And so they take it too far. They get banned or deplatformed. But the majority of unsuccessful creators are afraid to rock the boat at all. They have a different problem. Most people just want to maintain the status quo, and this shows up in their content. Most well-adjusted humans, they don't want to attract negativity or haters into their life, which is understandable. But if you create anything popular, you are going to attract a lot of hate. The majority of creators sabotage their own work subconsciously because they aren't really prepared for what will happen if they succeed. This is what fear of success really is, by the way. It keeps creators focusing on tasks that don't matter. They stay boring and irrelevant. They procrastinate on stuff that doesn't matter. They buy production equipment because they don't really want to deal with what comes of success and doing the hard things. Other people, they have a problem where they just don't know how to create controversy, or they're afraid to. Either they were raised that way, or things in their life just happened, they don't want to stir the pot. But the way things are going in the next 5 years, if we survive that long as a civilization, that is, everything is going to be driven by controversial marketing. Influencers will keep making crazier and crazier takes to shock and surprise or drive the emotion from you. Okay, so I want you to check out this clip. 57,000 upvotes on Reddit, millions of views on TikTok, okay? It's about some police officer trying to get this woman out of this washing machine she's got stuck in. And you've got it labeled like, this is the police, and like, see what happens at later.
So feet there for it, both.
Somebody commenting, I'm going to post this on the internet. And it goes on, okay? I encourage you to go watch this entire video because it's super interesting. But guess what? It's totally staged. The video has to be a certain length for good ad revenue, and every part of it is structured. The police officer is fake. The woman is intentionally attractive to drive more engagement. She's stuck in the washing machine in a stupid way. It's all structured for engagement to keep people commenting and engaging on how easily they could have gotten her out or how the police were so dumb or whatever. Every aspect of it is intentionally wrong. So people correct them and it leads to engagement. This is the future of content. This is where content creation is going. It's shock factor, it's emotion, it's engagement. And it is a bleak future, I give you that. But for creators that understand this future, they can harness it. And they can, in lesser or greater ways, succeed. That brings us to our third and final reason why content creators fail. But before that, you are about 10 minutes, 9 minutes into a Devin Nash video, which means you're still here. A shout out to you for the secret subscribers. Thank you very much for being here. Leave a comment telling me that you're here at this time. And shout out to the Patreon, patreon.com/Devin Nash is 80 videos or something more than that. Totally for $5, you get 80 videos teaching about business marketing. If you like this kind of stuff, I do that on Patreon. And that's a great way to support me. Moving on to the third and final reason why content creators really fail. Number three is you do not have a unique voice. Most people think that a unique voice means that you have to do something different or say something different from other people. And a lot of creators are afraid to make what they really want in the world because it's been said before. Oh, someone else said it that's like smarter than me. And they're afraid that their unique voice is not going to actually contribute to the topic. But a unique voice means you're speaking from your soul and your passion. It means you're not copying someone else's work. You've chosen to talk about something because you believe it needs to be said and it needs to be heard. That might seem obvious, but despite that, 99% of people aren't doing this. They like the way that they approach video creation or a blog or a topic creation, they pick a trend, they copy it, or they copy someone else that did it, and they think they do it in a way that will get the most views and engagement. But they don't realize that all viewers can sense soul. Soul isn't manufactured, it can only be felt. And if you're actually emotional about something, or if you're actually passionate about something, people can feel your soul, whether it's video, text, or audio. If you're passionate about something, people can feel that passion. And if you're not, people can feel that too. Most small content creators that message me, they're obsessed with the YouTube algorithm. They keep talking about what video will recommend the most, what thumbnail will get clicked the most, their click-through rates, their average watch time. They're always obsessed with all these metrics and numbers. But the huge successful creators I talk to, they almost only focus on storytelling. They want the video to be as interesting as possible. They want their piece of work to be as interesting as possible. And they spend their time obsessing about how a viewer experiences that content. Successful creators actually understand the algorithm doesn't matter. They think about what the algorithm is designed to do, which is it's designed to send you content that you most want to watch. Like, think about what an algorithm is supposed to do. There's no reason to game the algorithm. Just skip over it, ignore it, and think about the content that someone most wants to watch. So if you develop a unique voice, you'll immediately notice that people start responding to your content different because your content is different. And you develop a unique voice by sitting with an issue, writing out how you genuinely feel about it, and then you create work that evokes an emotion or thought process that you want your viewer to actually experience. Remove all idea of what will work and what won't, what's popular, what isn't, what's going to make money, what isn't. Create a topic that you're actually interested in talking about. Those are the three things that hold content creators back. Let me know what you think with comments and subscribe. Until next time.